Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Just a reminder that ratepayers have until March 15 to pay their rates and to be eligible for the rate discount, so please check the back of your rates notice for the full range of payment options. Council's free tipping of flood damaged goods at the region's waste management centres will cease from close of business on March the 6th. When dropping off flood damaged materials, residents should advise Weybridge staff that they have flood damaged goods on board. Residents still undergoing flood insurance assessments are advised to check with their insurance assessor that tipping fees are covered in their claim. Toowoomba motorists can now use South Street when crossing West Creek. The crossing was reopened last weekend following completion of flood damage repairs. However, the northern side of the footpath remains closed at this stage. Council's new and improved mobile library will be launched at Goombungee on Monday, March 14, and will take to the road on Tuesday, March the 22nd. The full mobile library service will be resumed and will also be extended to Greenmount, Wairima and Kambuya. For full details, please call 0427 622 136. A major exhibition of local significance is being presented at the Toowoomba Regional Art Gallery from March 4 until April 10. The exhibition, titled The Last Show and Reshoot, is a collection of large format photographs by nationally renowned photographer John Elliott. The works contrast images taken at the last Royal Agricultural Show held on the old Toowoomba Showgrounds site in 1985, with those taken at the 2010 show, which celebrated the first 25 years at the current showgrounds. So please get along there and enjoy a touch of local history. Patrons will experience only minor disruptions during major refurbishment of the indoor pool area of the Milne Bay Aquatic and Fitness Centre, which is scheduled to take place between March 13 and April 21. The outdoor 50-metre pool, gym, creche and all group exercise classes will operate as normal throughout this time. The afternoon Learn to Swim program will still be offered, but in the outdoor 50-metre pool. During renovations, entry to the centre, including disabled access, will be via Victoria Street and the cafe will operate at reduced capacity. A special meeting of council will be held at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, March 8, for the purpose of considering the draft Toowoomba Regional Planning Scheme. The regular committee of council meeting on Tuesday, March the 8th, will commence at the conclusion of the special meeting, and the committee of council meeting on Tuesday, March the 9th, will commence at 9 a.m. The next ordinary meeting of council will be at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, March 15th, and that's a week later at the Greenmount Service Centre. Hopefully all that makes sense, but for more information, please phone 4688 6356. Under the Animal Management Cats and Dogs Act of 2008, registration is compulsory for all cats and dogs across Queensland, and it is compulsory to microchip cats and dogs at the point of sale or if a pet is transferred to a new owner, and that means sold or given away. Dogs and cats must be registered and microchipped, and to register pets, please call your nearest service centre and an application form will be sent to you. Dogs and cats younger than 3 months must be registered by 3 months, and new owners of animals older than 3 months have 2 weeks to register their pet. Discounted registration is offered for animals that are desexed upon presentation of proof of desexing. Other discounted registration is offered for puppies and kittens, cats or dogs owned by pensioners, obedience-trained dogs, and qualified guide dogs. People who own a council-registered kennel or cattery also qualify for a discount fee. For more information or to register your animals, contact your nearest service centre or the Animal Management Centre on 4637 7111. Applications are being sought for the Event Support Grant Program, which closes on March 14. This council initiative aims to support groups planning major regional and community events. Further information about the program and application forms can be obtained from the Economic Development, Tourism and Events Branch by calling 4688 6966. And don't forget, when it comes to emergencies around the region, in a life-threatening situation, please call 000, but for matters such as burst water mains, blocked sewers or dog attacks after hours, please contact Council's free emergency number on 1800 626 198. If you need any more information, please go to our website www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.